92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. Every Thursday morning, it's Chamber Chat, and we have the president of the Grand Haven Ferrisburg and Spring Lake Chamber. Mark Allen is in the studio. How do you like our new digs?
I like it. It's very nice, and you still have an amazing view.
Say that again. How do you like our new digs?
Very nice, and you still have an amazing view.
We do.
Out over the hill.
We do. It's so nice. How are things with the Chamber?
We are busy. We have a solid schedule from now through
really
the end of November, and then we get a little bit of a breather for December and January. But yeah, things are going good.
I love this Chamber Chat. I've met so many ambassadors. I've met people on your staff. I didn't know what they did, and now I know. And I've really learned a lot about the Chamber. So you say you're busy. Tell me about
busy.
It. What's happening?
Yeah, well, the farmers market right here in Grand Haven is in full swing.
It sure is.
Goes through the end of October, Wednesdays and Saturdays. The Power Produce Program, this is where the kids get the tokens to buy fruits and vegetables, has been a big hit this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We do need some funding to make it through the rest of the season.
You do.
Yeah, so we're limiting the amount every market just so we can stretch it out as far as possible. So
somebody listening, I'm going to put a link into this podcast if they want to donate to the Power Produce. I'll put a link where they can do that.
Because
this community is so generous.
They are.
They are.
And it's fun to watch the kids shop.
I know,
with
they love it.
And then they look for the stuffed animals that are hidden to get their sticker.
Aww.
We want to see it go as far through the season as
sure,
possible.
Sure, sure.
And then there's volunteering available at the market too on Wednesday and Saturday
mm-hmm.
mornings.
Wonderful.
I want to give a shout out to Westwind Construction, who just came on board this week as our Pumpkins on the Pier sponsor. So that'll take place at the end of September.
Wonderful. I know that I did a story on it last week, and I was thinking, oh boy, this has got to get moving. Wonderful. They stepped up to the plate. Yay!
Yeah, we're excited about that. They're a great organization to work with.
Okay.
And you know, they're from the community, and so it's a good match.
Awesome. What
and
else
then,
is going on?
Yeah, we're getting ready to kick off Leadership Connect for the 2025-26 class year. That'll mm-hmm. start with orientation here in the next couple of weeks. We've got a couple of spots still open, so if anybody's interested in kind of harnessing the power of their leadership skills while learning about civic engagement and being a good citizen and just community education.
I'm not a leader.
Don't have to be.
Does this teach you how to be a leader? I've never been a leader. I'm just not. It's not in my personality.
It can, but so we do a deep dive into the DISC profile. So it helps you understand who you are and kind of what makes you the way that you are. And how do you interact with people that are in the other categories of the DISC profile.
I like that.
But then we do the community piece too. So we added Community History Day, which will be the very first day session in
mm-hmm.
October. We're enhancing health services and education day sessions to really focus in on the importance of all those services and what we need here in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We get great tours. We're going to go to the tech center about manufacturing and hospitality and all the great programs they have down there. So that kicks off here in the next couple of weeks.
Awesome.
And then very beginning of September, we have the Chamber Challenge golf outing.
Are you a golfer?
I'm not a golfer, but I love a good golf outing. I'm not a golfer myself, but Spring Lake Country Club on September 8th. We've only got maybe 4 or 5 teams left available. So if you're interested, register as soon as you can. And then support the Chamber's biggest fundraiser of the year through sponsorship. It's not, when you sponsor a Chamber event, it's not paying for the event. Our registrations take care of that. Sponsorship covers the work that we do. So when we're talking about housing, workforce development, we're making business connections, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're connecting a small business to a large business. All that investment through sponsorship is really what supports the work that we do. But it's a great day out on the course. It's good visibility, and we have a lot of fun. So
I
September
love this.
8th.
Wow. I love that you have the Leads Pro. You have so many different things that a business person can get involved with and learn a little bit about themselves. And, you know, maybe I am a leader and I just don't know it. Maybe I need to take that. Maybe I need to do that. You've got the August networking at noon. I love that you do this at noon.
Yes.
And that's on the 19th.
It is. And so this is our structured networking program. Participants will go through three table exchanges where they get an opportunity to do their elevator pitch and trade cards with one another. And we were doing it quarterly, but member feedback said we would like a little bit more frequency. And so we're trying to do them every other month and seeing how it goes. And so far, it's been a success. We're running between 30 and 50 people every other month that are coming to network and really grow their network and their referral sources.
That's fabulous. And I know you guys have added some new members, which is just fantastic. I wanted to ask about how are businesses doing in Ottawa County? You know, manufacturing, we know, is huge. Mm-hmm. We know that there are tariffs. There's a lot going on right now. What are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, manufacturing, they're doing okay, right? We did a tariff survey, and we're analyzing the results right now. I was really anticipating that it was going to be the majority of everybody would say they're really hurting us. But it's about a 50-50 split right now where it is impacting some businesses negatively, but some businesses are benefiting positively.
Interesting.
And so that's what we're kind of analyzing through all the survey results. And we'll be doing a press release here in the next couple of weeks to share that information. The biggest challenge in the world of manufacturing or, you know, just the general workforce is talent. And what feeds into talent and workforce development, it's housing, transportation, childcare, and education. And in the fall, we're doing our forum series, and those are the topics: housing,
Wonderful.
Education, transportation, and childcare.
Fantastic. Yep. Oh, they all go hand in hand. I'm telling you. It, you know, my daughter, I have three grandkids now, and I remember being in the thick of it, and she stays at home, but she's, you know, thinking about going back to work. And, you know, childcare can be so difficult to find.
It can. And in the industry, they struggle finding employees.
Right.
Right. And here in our area, there's not a lot of childcare facilities.
You know, there is not. You're right about that.
And
wow.
So we're excited about the YMCA and their renovation and some of their expansion of services. Other things within the school districts where they're going to open up some more early child care opportunities. So
that's good.
We're staying very in touch with all of those conversations and doing our part to make sure we're advocating on behalf of our businesses and really doing what we need. So, yeah, September is our first forum, and that'll be focused on housing, Lakeshore Advantage, and Ottawa County. We'll talk about some of the statistics and housing needs, and then our municipalities will serve on a panel and share a little bit about what they're doing and some Q&A. So
I love
it.
So
we have to continue these conversations.
We do.
And this topic of workforce and talent development is a big thing in the chamber industry. I'm fortunate right now to be participating in a program through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and this is what we focus on. And so we'll be doing some enhancements to our business education partnerships, not just to, you know, help kids, the students, understand what's out there as far as a career path, but how do we get the educators to connect with the businesses and some of those school counselors and talk about curriculum so we know what skill sets are necessary, not just the technical skill sets, but some of those soft skills like communication and showing up to work on time every day and staying for my whole shift, right?
Right.
So there's a lot of things that we're going to be diving into as I continue to learn through this program.
Very exciting.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
How many people came through your doors during Coast Guard asking you where Lake Michigan was?
Not so much the lake, but people do ask, how do we get to the musical fountain? And we're like, well, you're kind of there.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's, you just stay here and look across the river. Coast Guard Festival, I have to...
were here all the time.
We were. We were sitting out in the green space watching, you know, the drone show, listening to the music. And I have to send Tracy and her team a note and just say, you know, one, thank you for doing such a great job. Yeah. And congratulations on a successful Coast Guard Festival. We're happy to be part of it, and we're fortunate to be in the location we are, just like you.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
I sit at City Beach, and I just sit and listen. I call it tourist chatter, and I just listen to what people say. And it's things like, I can't believe that this is a lake. This is the most beautiful place in the world. Did you see the fountain last night? I mean, it's amazing what people have to say about this place.
And then we had the tall ships that were
here. My gosh. They were so fun.
Yeah, they were beautiful. We were on my wife and I were on our moped ride on Saturday or Sunday afternoon, and we saw them out at the end of the pier, and they were just starting to open up their sails. And so we stopped and watched.
Yeah.
And it was truly, it was beautiful to see them out on the lake. Yeah. We're very fortunate here.
We are. And sometimes it's just nice to just take a chair and sit and watch the world go by. Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I get to work here, and I'll tell you what, there are days like today, I don't want to leave.
Right.
I just want to stay.
Yeah.
I just want to stay.
Yeah.
So good to see you.
Well, good to see you too. I do want to say
yes,
one more
you probably
thing.
Have one more thing. Yes.
As we think about talent workforce development,
yeah.
Our Boomerang event is coming up October 14th.
Okay.
This is that career exploration for juniors and seniors, high school juniors and seniors,
mm-hmm.
to come and learn about what career opportunities are right here. Maybe not for right now, but from a business point of view, you're investing in the future of your workforce.
Yes.
And so booths and sponsorships are still available.
Wonderful.
October 14th, and that'll be over at Grand Haven High School, Grand Haven, Spring Lake, Fruitport, Allendale, and I believe Coopersville coming on board this year.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. And the theory with Boomerang is that, you know, kids leave the area, they get their education or the workforce, they go, but you want them to come back and build a life here.
And that's why it's so important for them to know, I can come back to my hometown and I have career opportunities.
That's really, really important.
So we're excited to do it again this year.
You look great. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
This has been another Chamber Chat.